Getting Erev Shabbos, we continue our 15 minutes of getting ready, of transitioning from the hustle and bustle of the week into the Kedusha, the sanctity, the holiness of Shabbos. It's not something that can happen in a rushed or chaotic fashion, but as we've been devoting ourselves to turn and transform Friday into just another mundane day, to transform it into a sense of an Erev Shabbos, suggesting every week a new idea from setting the table Thursday night. This week we suggested to having an Erev Shabbos playlist, listening to music of Shabbos Miros, Shabbos tunes, Shabbos songs, to transform and to be able to extend Shabbos, not to have to wait for the sun to set, but to be able to do Tosef Shabbos, not only the halachic definition of extending or adding to Shabbos, but the symbolic spiritual definition of waking up Friday, the entire Friday, being the Bechinas, having the experience of an Erev Shabbos. So we've been learning the Nesim V'Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe's beautiful essays about Shabbos. And he drew our attention to the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara there quotes Chazal that Rotz v'hizik es chavero moda isi be'erev Shabbos ben hashmash shu potter nesheratz pirshus. If a person is running and they damage another, if the running happens on Sunday through Thursday, so adam muad la'olam, a person who damages another person, whether intentional or unintentional, but a person is responsible, they're liable for the own damage that they caused another. The exception is, according to Isi, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos. Why? Because you're running, birshus, with permission. So the simple understanding means that on Erev Shabbos, what is a person occupied with? You're running, you're getting ready, you got a table to set, you got a shower, you got to change, you have to get ready. You have to get ready for Shabbos. So since you're doing it birshus, it's part of a sacred activity. It's the preparation, it's the hachana. It's the person who is putting in the effort, the Toreach be'erev Shabbos, so they can be Yochel b'Shabbos. So since they're doing it, b'Shus, they're doing it with permission, therefore it is an exception. But the Slonim Rebbe is going to quote that that's not at all what the Gemara means. And he quotes the Marsha. Karamakas ha-shikalas ha-melech, t'chol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. We, the Jewish people, we're all royalty. We come to Shabbos, we spoke about last week, the story of Rabbi Soloveitchik in Warsaw, where he saw that poor peddler who on Shabbos with the Bekesha that had more holes than it had fabric looked like royalty, like a king, like a prince. He didn't recognize him, even though he had the same poor clothing. But during the week, you walk around with a vachadik upon him. You're worried, you're anxious, you're downtrodden. Shabbos, there's no worry in the world. It's me'ein olam haba. He didn't recognize him. Shabbos, we're all b'nei malachim. We are real princes. We're real children of royalty. We're not trying to disown or disavow or run away from our royal background. We're not trying to be mere citizens, but we embrace proudly that we are b'nei malachim. The Shabbos comes and we experience royalty. U'lezeh Omar, and that's what the Gemara, the Maharsha understands, Rabbi Chanina, b'fanani, d'malya, Shabbosa, d'ayna be'erev Shabbos, kodem, k'nisasa, bo, v'netzi, l'kras, t'derech ha'chasam, l'tzitz, l'kras, k'ala. K'masha, k'asa, Hashem, y'sinai, ba, yatzi, l'krasam. The chasam goes out to greet the k'ala. The chasam walks down the aisle first. He's under the chuppah. It's become more popular in recent times. The kala comes down. She says goodbye. She says goodbye to mommy, goodbye to Abba. Not really goodbye. They still have to pay for the rest of the wedding, but goodbye for the moment. And the chasam comes down the steps out of the chuppah and escorts his bride back up under the chuppah. So what is the symbol, what is the metaphor? This notion of a greeting, of going out, of welcoming, of drawing in, is the image of the chasan who's going out to welcome the kala? Or is the image the kala who's running, who's rushing, who is moving to be able to be under that chuppah? And he says the Marsha, in the second understanding of Rabbi Yanai's interpretation, it means the image is of the kala who's rushing to get under the chuppah. And the reason we have a double language, boi kala under the chuppah, and then boi kala after the wedding to Beis Baalich, she's going to her husband's home. So the boi kala, the double language is because the imagery is not of a chasan going out, but the imagery of the kala coming in. Listen to what the Slonim Rebbe says next. So beautiful. Listen to how Rabbeinu Chananel understands that Gemara Baba Kama Lamed Beis. My birshus, what does it mean that if you damage because you're running and you're rushing and you trample and you break something during the week, you have a liability because Adam Uad L'Olam. But on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos, if you're rats, birshus, you're running and you're running with the permission, what does that mean? Therefore you're exempt, therefore you have no liability. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, Kerabi Chanina, Dohav Merakeid, Va'ozel, Va'amar Boy, Venetze, Likras Kala. Lechori Yeshla Daik, Bedvar, Velishol, Hechem Kasa Begemar, Dohav Merakeid. Rabbeinu Chananel adds a word. The Gemara never talks about the fact that the person who damaged did so because they were dancing, because they were moving, they were shaking, they were dancing. The Gemara says that Ratz V'Hizik Es Chaveiro, if it's Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos Yepata, Ratz Bereshus. There was no use of the word merakeid. Rabbeinu Chananel added the word merakeid, dancing. Why? Mishum de mashmos haGemara daharatz pirshus be'erev Shabbos kashur bedavka l'Rabbi Chanina lo ratz pirat b'deisha tzarech lehiz dareiz lahachin tzarech lehiz Shabbos k'dei sheyuchal lekabal Shabbos b'ita ela ayri bekabal Shabbos atzma dahinu shaharatz pirshus haya berikud shel hachnasas haShabbos. Such a beautiful interpretation, Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara does not mean that you're behind schedule and you're late as usual and none of us understand if Shabbos is at 4 o'clock, you're running late. If Shabbos is at 8 o'clock, you're running late. If it's anything in between, you're running late. No matter when Shabbos is, we have the tendency to run late. That's inexcusable. That's intolerable. That there's no exemption if you end up damaging another. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, what it means to be Ratz Bereshus, what it means that you were running and rushing on Erev Shabbos, is not to get ready, that you should have been more organized and more disciplined to have done already. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, what it means is Merakeid. The Ratz, the running, is not because you're late. You were already. Table was set Thursday night, and you were showered and shaved and dressed and ready to go a couple hours before Shabbos. So why are you rats? Why are you running bin Hashmashos? What the Gemara means, says Rabbeinu Chananel, is you were dancing. It's Kabbalah Shabbos. Who is not moved to dance in Kabbalah Shabbos? All of you. But who is not moved to dance in Kabbalah Shabbos? A person should be so excited. We're about to taste Me'ein Olam Haba. I don't care who you are. No matter how good your life is, everyone has challenges and trials and tribulations of the week. Doctor's appointment, grief and loss, financial challenges, agmas nefesh with children. Just to be alive, just to be awake, there's nothing. If everything's going so well, you just have anxiety that it could turn on a dime, that you could lose it all in a moment. For everyone, there's something to worry about. Come Shabbos, it's a taste of the world to come. We take all of our problems and all of our challenges, we take all of our worries and we put up on a shelf, and 25 hours later, we'll take it down after Avdallah, it'll be there waiting for us. But for 25 hours, we disconnect, and we don't care about the news or the stock market or sports, we don't care about the weather, we don't care about the world. We retreat, and for 25 hours, we disconnect in order to reconnect to our souls, to our essence, to our core values, and to the core people in our lives. And those 25 hours, this is the tachlis of Maisa Bereshis. As we keep saying, it's not that I rest on Shabbos so I have the energy to go live another week. I worked the whole week in order to arrive at the serenity and the beauty and the tranquility and the holiness and the sanctity of Shabbos. So what does it mean to be rats? The reason that you have an exemption, if you end up knocking something over, if you end up pushing someone over because you were moving so swiftly, because you were moving with such enthusiasm, bein hashmashos, not because you're running late. That's not what the Gemara meant, says Rabbeinu Chananel. He inserts the word merakeid because you can't wait for the Shabbos. You've got to bounce in your step. The reason that you hurt, you damage someone for which you're exempt is because you were dancing. You were hopping and bopping. Kabbalah Shabbos was being sung, and you were clapping, and you weren't looking at a clock, and you weren't counting down, and you weren't comparing it to other weeks, but rather you were just being moved. You couldn't stand still. So excited for another 25-hour reprieve and place of refuge, of disconnect to connect, of me'ein olam haba. That's what it means that you're ratz bereshus, not permission because you're allowed to run late on Erev Shabbos, but you're running because you're merakeid. You have to understand, for Rabbeinu Chananel, for our great rabbis of the Talmud, the excitement, the enthusiasm was not to make Havdalah and wait for Shabbos to end. You weren't dancing as the sun was setting, and soon you could go back on your devices and reconnect to the world and go out for your Saturday night excursion. That wasn't when you were dancing when Shabbos ended. That was sad. You extended Shabbos as long as possible. When were your feet moving? When were you clapping? When were you dancing? When Shabbos was going to begin. That's the image of a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's what was instituted for all of us. Kabbalah Shabbos is relatively recent. It's the great Kabbalists and mystics of Tzfat, 16th century and beyond, who introduced Kabbalah Shabbos. The Tanoim and Amoraim, the Rishonim, they daven Mincha, and then they daven Marav, and they went home and they ate. We have the gift of a Kabbalah Shabbos, which is a group of Tehillim that have been combined for us to not say, but for us to sing and dance to. That's what Kabbalah Shabbos is for. That's what it's all about. Says Islam Rebbe, that's the origin of the custom that many have, not to say Shir HaShirim on Erev Shabbos, but to sing Shir HaShirim on Erev Shabbos. Person who's so excited, who's so happy, who's anticipating something so great, has a bounce in their step, has a melody on their tongue, can't stop singing. That's the atmosphere, that's the environment, that's the attitude which is assumed for us to have on Erev Shabbos, to be moved to not say, but to sing Shir HaShirim. Kol inyan Shir HaShirim hu gavoa me'al gavoa. As Chazal tell us, the Mishnah Yadayim, kol haksuvim kodesh Shir HaShirim kodesh HaKadoshim. All of our writings, all of our sacred texts, they're all holy. But Shir HaShirim, the image of a husband and wife, of a romantic longing, the song of songs, of romance, of what we're about to experience with Hashem for the next 24 hours, that's kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Holy of Holies. Ve'en kol ha'olam kulo kedai ki yom shenitam b'shir ha'shirim li'Yisrael. Ta'inu mafilu l'giluyim shalmatin Torah u'chedom ha'olam kedai, ach lo'or ha'gadol sh'yared l'olam b'shir ha'shirim lo'haya kedai, ki sh'ashir ha'shirim hu l'malam mikol madrigos ha'ramas b'yoser. A song on our lips and a dance in our step and Kabbalah Shabbos to be able to greet and to welcome this great gift. A gift, Chazal call it a gift, that Hashem stored for us, that Hashem reserved exclusively for us. In our generation, we can appreciate that more and more. We look around a world that is so fragmented and divided, a world that is so distracted, a world that desperately could use a 25-hour reprieve. We are B'nai Malachim, we're children of royalty, but we don't have to leave the palace or disavow our relationship to the queen in order to have peace. It's the opposite. We go into the palace and we remember that we're royalty, and that's what elevates and enriches us. It's that royalty to give us the happiness and the serenity that only Shabbos can provide. Mirtz Hashem will continue next week.